Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 681. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is down by my feet at the moment. Could attack any second now. As you may already have noticed by my voice, this is the first time in a while we've had a sick cast. I am not well. I actually postponed recording this, hoping that I would feel a little bit better and that it'd be easier to record. And the reverse happened. I actually, it's gotten worse. Talking is a little bit harder. And I'm trying to keep a cough drop in the side of my mouth. By my gums. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to keep that in there. Try not to, you know, smack it against my teeth to create that annoying audio. And, you know, maybe try to keep my mouth. I don't know. Don't open it as big. Maybe less movement. Maybe if I could try to work on the ventriloquist thing where I barely move my mouth at all. And that way the cough drop's not flopping around. But I couldn't help it. I needed something to help with my throat, because I'm coughing quite a bit this morning. Before today, this is Sunday morning, I'm recording this right before I end up posting it. See, normally, I am able to, I don't know what the fuck. I already lost track. I digressed in my brain. My brain's real fucked up from being sick. I'm having to do the cough drop to, prevent the coughing. And, normally I would have recorded on Saturdays, or Friday. Sometimes, you know, if I know I got a lot going on, I'm like, fuck it, I'll record one on Friday so I can do shit Saturday, whatever, you know. Now that I record it at home all the time, it's just whatever time I can fit it in. It's going to be a rough one. It is going to be a long hour for me, but I'm going to tough it out. I got this under control. As every breath I take, it's just like, oh, like there's some fire going on inside the throat. It's a son of a bitch. I might actually have to burn a day of sick time on Monday. I might have to call in. It is, I started getting the feeling off. Well, I guess I had symptoms, at the start of this last week. Didn't really feel like it was going to become much of a problem until like Thursday, I think. Was it Wednesday or Thursday? It was Thursday. Yeah. At work, you know, started having the drainage going on. All that good stuff, that drainage, where you're just like, oh no. No, this is not good. Like before that, I was sneezing a lot, and you know, I felt like some congestion and everything. But Thursday's when I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm sick," as I could feel a lot of drainage in the back of my throat, and there was definitely a lot more congestion on Thursday in all the sinus areas, the throat, and the around the nose, you know. And I was like, "Ah, fuck." And knowing that I'm going on vacation in 3 weeks from, yesterday, so slightly less than 3 weeks, I don't want to be sick on vacation. As if you've listened to this podcast much, you may be aware that my first vacation into Europe, I had gotten food poisoning. Or I'm assuming I didn't get it, you know, diagnosed while I was there, but I did shit the bed in Russia. Fun fact. Spoiler alert. If you've never heard that, me talk about that. But I'd go into that story, but that, I don't know. I don't tell it as well anymore. It's been so many years since then. But I don't want... It made for a great story, sure. Great story that became what I was known for many years, was that I had shit the bed in Russia. That was, you know, quite the feather in my cap, so to speak. But... I don't want that. That, sure, it might make for some great stories afterwards, but the vacation itself, you know, I'm spending a lot of money on this. I'm going to Germany and, been just longing. I need a vacation bad. I do not want to be sick on vacation. I want to be able to enjoy it, you know, regardless of whether or not it's going to be a great story afterwards. I need, you know, I need that reset. I need to clear the brain and just, you know, go see the mountains, Zugspitz, and drink a lot of beer. Being sick could affect that. Oh, shit. Here comes the coughing. I was able to postpone it there for 6 minutes. I was able to hold off on the coughing. I'm going to try to not to do that. Actually, I do need to go to the Storia today. And I thought about maybe I should just do it before doing the podcast. And that way I could just like get a bunch of cough syrup or something. Because I thought maybe cough syrup would help me out. But you know, honestly, I don't really even feel like going anywhere. I don't feel like going to the store. And I was just like, fuck, I got some cough drops. Let's just try to... put one in the side of my teeth, and hopefully I don't ruin my teeth in the process, and try not to move it around while I talk. So here I am. So Thursday, knowing that I was gonna be on vacation, I wasn't like terrible, feeling all that terrible. I knew I was sick on Thursday, but it wasn't like, oh no, like this is one's going to be bad. I feel way worse today, or this morning rather, than I did on Thursday. But I went to urgent care right after work on Thursday, going like, I need to knock this out of my system. And then I went and got they checked me out, did the COVID test, that came out negative. And then they said that, they think I have like a sinus infection. So they gave me some amoxicillin and, so I've been taking amoxicillin since then. Really, I mean, it's always like worse, like, you know, in the morning and the nighttime, you know, when you're trying to rest, trying to lay down. I slept a lot last night, got drugged up with some Benadryl to help me sleep. And I think I just, you know, all that stuff draining, built up. That's probably why I'm more fucked up today. The days I went to work, which I worked 6 days. Or, well, no, I didn't. I worked 5 days. I was off last Monday. But I worked Saturday. I guess it was the point I was getting at. The days I went to work, you know, it was rough. Getting up in the morning, but after I took medicine and the amoxicillin, the antibiotic, and some Dayquil, which I need to get some more Dayquil. Maybe that would have helped me get through this. Regardless, if it would have or would not have, doesn't really matter now. I'm in this. After eating and then having medication, the stuff... Or maybe just being awake that long, you know, a certain amount of time and standing up, getting stuff to quit draining to the back of my fucking throat. I felt good enough to go to work, so I managed to get through work. And I didn't realize until Friday that when I went to work on Friday, which that one I was real close, I guess, on Friday and Saturday. Probably more a Friday of calling in. when I went there, it was obvious to me that, like, oh, everybody on my line is sick, because everybody was coughing. Everything's like, oh, shit, it's going around. So then Saturday, I felt bad. I don't think I was the patient zero to get everybody sick. But clearly, pretty much everybody was sick on the line. So I brought in a big bag of Ricola, to share with the class, if you will. And I had enough on Friday. I had enough cough drops on me. I just kept them in my pocket, just enough really for me. I did pass them to the new guy because he was coughing pretty bad. I was like, here, man, take some. please stop coughing. So then when I realized, like, everybody was sick, I was like, oh, fuck, man, I'll just bring in a whole bag, you know, on Saturday and pass them out like candy. And, yeah, so been muscling through, trying to get, trying to get better. Because I've got now just slightly less than 3 weeks to get this shit out. I mean, that should be plenty of time. Hopefully it's plenty of time. Hoping the antibiotics kick that shit out of my system. But I know in the past, when I've gotten colds, shit tends to linger, unfortunately. And it is, I mean, it can go for over a month. I mean, but I'm hopeful that I can, get to where I'm decent, you know, back to normal, by the time I leave for Germany. So it's kind of taken out of me. You know, I was starting to get really excited about, going on vacay, you know, like the Go-Go's, vacations, all I ever wanted, you know? But here we are. Now my only thought is, like, fuck, I just want to feel better. I don't, not even really, like, focused so much on vacation. I'm just like, fuck, man, let's just get this out of my goddamn system. And, yeah, I'm, like, putting vapor rub around my nostrils and sights of my throat and just, The nice thing, though, I always found with being sick, it's good for me to break a sweat, you know? And I was unable to really do that at home. I've got the heat on right now, and it's fucking not cold enough to really warrant the heat. But I don't want to screw around. I want my body to be a little bit warmer. I don't want it to be cool, because, you know, here lately I've been just keeping the AC on. Even though currently it's 59 degrees as I'm recording this Sunday morning. I mean, it's going to get into the 70s. I don't think it's going to hit the 80s today. I know that we got some 80s coming back up. But, you know, yeah. I've been unable to really break a sweat at home. But at work, I've been able to sweat because it's a tough job and very physical. And we're welding. So, it... let's see here. Breaking a sweat is always is definitely, you know, something that I've found can help me out. But you know, I'm gonna try to think about let's think about traveling to Germany, because it's I mean, it's coming up. And maybe it'll just make me feel better. Just going, oh, like, you know what? There is sunshine at the end of the rainbow. Or something to that effect. I'm going to try to look past the fact that somebody took my Powerball jackpot in Missouri. And it wasn't me. I couldn't even see where at Missouri. I see that in Texas, it was at some gas station in Fredericksburg. I didn't see where it was in Missouri. And as of yet, I don't think it's anybody I'm friends with, so I haven't heard. But somebody took, well, two people took the jackpot. They split it, which $1.8 billion. All right, I guess, you know, I could live with a quarter of that because a half of it's going to taxes. And then, you know, then you got another half that's going to another winner. So you get a quarter of that. A quarter, I mean, I might be able to live off that. You're saying. But it wasn't me. Son of a bitch. Motherfuckers. They keep stealing my jackpots. See, I'm due. I've been playing the same numbers for, I think, well over a decade. it's just not working out. you know, here... I guess I can look up some stuff and maybe try to get my brain off the sickness, although a little hard to do when it just feels like there's glass inside my throat and just like cutting in. But we gotta plan out what exactly is gonna happen in Germany. I mean, not exactly. I want there to be some sort of you know. I've talked about this a lot, of course, the last several podcasts, but got to have room to improv. but here's off Munich.travel, the website here. Simply Munich. It is top attractions in Munich. It says what to do and see in Munich, or München, as they call it. The locals call it. says here, the city center offers some of Munich's most famous attractions, such as the Frauenkirche, Cathedral, Marienplatz, and Altes Rathaus, the main square and Old Town Hall, the Allianz Arena football stadium, which I do believe they mean soccer, if you're of the Americans. One of the Americans in here listening. I'm assuming they mean soccer, but it's football everywhere else. Although in Germany, actually, it'd be Fußball, as another, you know, it's here in America, that's what we call the table soccer thing, you know, which is football, I guess, but it's it must have been made in Germany because it's Fuß. Fuß is the German word for foot. Anyway. There's the BMW Welt and Olympia Park. Welt means world. Welt, or what? I think. Shit. that's in the Olympia Park is in the north of the city. That is where I got to run the Munich Marathon there. That was pretty awesome. What was the name of... Fuck. Was it just Munich Marathon? Now I don't even remember. Holy shit. I think it might have just been BMW Marathon. Fuck, I don't remember now. Shit. It's quite a few years ago. The Olympic Park's in the north of the city, and the Kunstareal Museum area with its world-famous museums to name but a few. Magnificent buildings and architectural highlights are every bit as awe-inspiring as the many animals in the city zoo. Have not been to the zoo there. If you feel like a walk, you can stroll through Nymphenburger Schlosspark, Palace Park, or the Englischer Garten, which I've been to the Englischer Garten. I don't remember if I went to the Nymphenburger Schlosspark. I lost my place. Oh, yeah, you can go to the garden and watch the surfers on the Eisbach wave. If you book a guided tour, a certified guide will accompany you to Munich's most beautiful attractions. Oh, and this is... Damn it, I thought maybe they were going to go like a top... I'm looking for like a top 10 here, but it's basically just links to other things, you sons of bitches. This is annoying. Okay, this is Tall Girl Big World. Website that's .com. Can't tell how tall she is in this picture, but she does appear to be a woman. She's hiya, I'm Claire. After being laid off from my corporate job in New York City, I packed up my bags and moved to Berlin in 2019. Hell yeah. Tall Girl Big World is where I share my adventures in Berlin and beyond. You'll find detailed guides on my favorite European cities, as well as my top tips and resources for living abroad. Tell me all about it, Claire. This one's article on her page called The Absolute Top Things to Do and See in München, Germany. Bavaria's capital city is chock full of things to do and see, including biergartens, palaces, museums, and everything in between. The guide details the top things to do and see in Munich, no matter the season. Which I made sure to say that Bier is how you pronounce it in German. Bier! yes. And, you know, the other German word I really got to remember, since we're... should be going to Oktoberfest. I haven't gotten tickets to a table, to reserve a table. And I was planning on, you know, really focusing on that, like this weekend, on like trying to see, like decide whether or not I should get tickets, because I need to get them fast, because I mean, that shit's going to fill up quickly. But yeah, the other word I'll need to remember is Prost. Prost. It's basically like cheers in German. You got to do that right. Anyway, back to Tall Girl Big World. Let's see. Called München in German in reference to the Benedictine monks, or Muncha, who settled this area around 750 CE. Bavaria's capital city, which, what is CE? I don't know what BC is. AD, I don't know what CE. Is that a typo? Am I dumb? Bavaria's capital city was founded by Duke Henry the Lion in 1158. Its long and winding history is intertwined with that of the Wittelsbach family, who ruled for nearly 700 years, as well as Adolf Hitler. I don't know, maybe you've heard of him. Who created the Nazi Party and planned the 1923 Bierhall Putsch. Here, having visited Munich several times since moving to Germany in 2019, I can tell you that its reputation for exceptional beer, Lederhosen and Dirndl-wearing locals, and pride in all things Bavarian is 100% true. And I can also say that, not just as someone that's reading this article. But there's also so much more to Munich than what you've seen on TV or social media. The true spirit of the city is best experienced firsthand, and I hope this detailed list of things to do and see in Munich helps you in the trip planning process. Enjoy your time in Munich. From Claire. All right. Here we go. Here's her quick overview. The top 10 attractions you can't miss. I feel like David Letterman all of a sudden. This is a long guide because there are lots of cool things to do in Munich. If you just want a high-level overview of the absolute can't-miss sights, here are the top 10 attractions you need to have on your itinerary. I feel like I've probably done most of them, but anyway. Marienplatz is number one. We'll be staying in Marienplatz. If you'd like to see the inside of the new town hall, you need to sign up for a guided tour, really. Yeah, I guess I didn't go inside. I know where the new town hall is, but I don't think I guess I kind of stepped foot in there as a part of the tour group, but not touring the new town hall. But I believe the walking tour I did of World War II sites involved, like we had to meet up inside there. I do believe Frauenkirche, the Church of Our Lady, look for the devil's footprint. That's number two. I don't really give a shit about churches, really. Number three is Viktualienmarkt. Free to visit or sign up for a 2.5 guided tour. 2.5 guided tour. I guess that means hour guided tour with tastings. I'm assuming there's no... It's just a 2.5 guided tour. I'm assuming that means 2.5 hour guide. Yeah, anyway. Number four is the... Residenz, or former royal palace. I have not been there. I mean, that might be something I go to do. I didn't go near there, I don't think. I know I've seen pictures of the former royal palace, the Residenz. You could buy a combo ticket that includes the treasury or just visit the palace. Number five, the English Garden. The English Garden. Visit on foot or as part of a guided bike tour. It's an awesome park. We'll probably walk through there at least. It's a pretty fucking sweet park. It is fucking massive. From what I understand, you can fit like four Central Parks in there. I've never been to Central Park in New York. I've only been to the airport in New York, so I can't. That description of it doesn't really mean much to me. I know Central Park's big. But I've been to English Garden, so I know it's smaller than that. six is Deutsches Museum. I don't see what's going to museums. I mean, I wouldn't mind going to a museum. I feel like my buddy John isn't going to be too excited to go to museums, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. Number eight is Dachau, the former concentration camp. I did go visit that on my first trip there. You can either visit on your own or for free, or book a day tour or half a day tour with a local guide. That, I mean, I definitely suggest day tours in general. But it is much, I think, just going to, by yourself. I would definitely suggest, if you're going to go to the Dachau concentration camp, then definitely take a fucking tour with a tour guide. So they can tell you all about the history of everything in there. Number nine is the Nymphenburg Palace. Another thing I didn't go do, which, I mean, we might go to a palace or two. We'll see what happens. I did visit, while in St. Petersburg, Russia, that is, I did go to the palaces there, a couple of palaces. Well, I did go, when I did go to Germany the first time, wait a minute, the Nymphenburg. I may have been to that. Never mind. I know it went to Neuschwanstein Castle. The Nymphenburg Palace, was that? Now I have to look. shit. No, that one, there's one that, Nymphenburg. I don't remember. I don't think that's the one I went to. This one's a lot bigger than the other. There was a, I don't know if it's considered palace, but on the Neuschwanstein tour that I took, there was a, another like castle or palace, whatever you want to call it. I forget the name, but it was a smaller one. And then number 10, here's the BMW World or BMW Museum. The first is a free exhibit. The second, Welt. Yeah, Welt means world. BMW Welt is, I guess, how you would pronounce it in Deutsch. The first is a free exhibit, and the second costs money, but goes into detail about the company. I hear it's cool. I've got several friends that have been to Germany, and I've heard that the BMW museum in Welt, yeah, sehr gut. What I've heard, it's good. Visiting for Oktoberfest, Munich is in peak. During Oktoberfest, an annual fair / party that takes place from the end of September until the first Sunday of October. There's so much to do, see, eat, and drink at Oktoberfest. You'll want to spend most of your time in the tents, not just for drinking, but for socializing and dancing on the benches too. But the fairgrounds of the Wiesn are fun to explore as well. Oh, she's got a detailed guide to Oktoberfest, which I guess I'll click on that. Oh, there's pictures of Marienplatz. She does have, that was basically like bullet points. She's got some, that church. The Tower of St. Peter's Church. That does look pretty cool. I mean, they're rather ornate churches. I mean, I do just like, things that are, beautiful architecture and whatnot. there are many like fountains. The fountains there are pretty crazy. Oh, there's a crazy looking theater. This theater looks insane. The Hugo de Cuvier Theater. I'm assuming that's French. It looks like French. You only need 15 to 20 minutes to look around the Cuvier Theater, so the €5 admission may seem a bit steep, but let me tell you, it's worth it. The Cuvier Theater was built by François Cuvier, the elder, between 1751 to 1755 as the new opera house for Elector Maximilian III, Joseph. The woodwork in the theater is jaw-droppingly beautiful. Stepping into the Cuvier Theater truly feels like you're going back in time. What's wild is that the building housing the original theater was destroyed by an Allied bombing raid in 1944. Luckily, all the original woodwork was moved to a safe location beforehand, so what you see in the theater today is mostly original. Which, holy shit, I mean, it's pretty fucking crazy. It looks amazing. I mean, I mean, there's all kinds of boxes in, you know, above. There's, you know, the normal seating below. And you got like these really fucking ornate shit on the. It looks like, you know, Lincoln's gonna get assassinated any moment inside this theater from the pictures. I don't really know how to describe. I mean, there is, just the detailed craftsmanship in the carvings on all the walls and the fuck, man. I mean, it's got, I mean, I just have one picture of it. I can't really tell what stuff's made. It looks almost like red velvet and stuff, plush, and like the you got the box seating up there, like where, you know, Lincoln would have been assassinated had it been, you know, the where John Wilkes Booth, I forgot what the year that was. But holy fuck, man. I mean, there is stuff that had to be hand carved, and just wow. It looks pretty crazy. Hofgarten. I'm looking through other things in here. There's Deutsches Museum. Oh, they got boats. They got like old school sailboats. Bavarian National Museum. I don't think we're gonna go to the museums. Of course, you gotta enjoy a liter of beer at Munich's breweries. That's not gonna be a problem. Here's some photos of Englischer Garten. Yeah. I don't know yet whether or not we're going to get the tickets yet. I really need to figure that out. Now that I've been talking for, you know, like over a half an hour, I feel like my throat's loosens up a little bit. Maybe I can focus a little bit more. Maybe later I'll really nail down whether or not I'm going to get tickets to Oktoberfest to reserve a table. I don't know. I have seen some people say that, you know, with two people, it's not that big of a deal to as long as you get there early. We're going on a day that's not so busy. This is Claire. This is the tall girl, big world. Her guide on Oktoberfest. Maybe this will help me a little bit here. A first timer's guide to Oktoberfest. Everything to know about the Wiesn. Attending Oktoberfest this year and aren't quite sure what you're getting yourself into, this detailed guide shares all my top tips for enjoying your time on the Wiesn. Let's see here. I am getting too many pop-ups and shit. What's going on here? This is a... Beer service hours. That's good to know. 10 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Tents open at 9 a.m. on weekends and on October 3rd. We won't be there on the weekend. We'll be there during the week. So I guess it'll be 10 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Stall opening hours Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. 10 a.m. to midnight on Friday, and then on Saturday, 9 a.m. to midnight. Sunday, 9 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. This is handy. Tip is to follow the sidewalk signs to reach the Wiesn. Whether you got turned around while trying to walk to the Wiesn or are too tipsy to remember how to get back to the trains, the city of Munich has got you covered. from the central station, the Hauptbahnhof, all the way to the Wiesn, there are very obvious markers on the sidewalk that lead you to Oktoberfest. They say Oktoberfest München and Habanero. It doesn't get simpler than that. it says, okay, here's a little history on the Oktoberfest, which I feel like I've covered this a lot in the last several episodes, but why not? Well, it's just got to get, you know, German mindset, got to get geared up here. Yeah. What is Oktoberfest? Oktoberfest is the world's largest folk festival. Today, it's known for its epic beer tents, all-day drinking, live music, and giant pretzels. But did you know Oktoberfest has royal roots? Yes, I did. The event we now know as Oktoberfest began in October of 1810. The marriage of Prince Regent Ludwig of Bavaria, later King Ludwig I, to Princess Teresa of Saxe-Hildburghausen was celebrated over the course of 5 days. The festivities ended with a horse race in a meadow outside the city called Theresienwiese, meaning Teresa's Meadow. Sound familiar? The epic marriage celebrations were so popular that the royal family brought them back again the next year and the year after that, until eventually the reigns got passed to a private institution. 2025 marks the 190th running of Oktoberfest. It's been canceled numerous times since its conception in 1810 due to world events such as the Napoleonic Wars, World Wars, the cholera epidemic, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Which she puts COVID-10 pandemic. I'm assuming she means COVID-19. COVID, and it's not COVID, it's COVD. Anyway. Why does Oktoberfest take place in September? The million-dollar question isn't. The answer is simpler than you might think. Oktoberfest runs from late September until the first weekend of October and has operated that way since 1872. Why? Because Munich's weather is often gray, drizzly, and cold in October, and the festival goers wanted to drink their beer in the sunshine. Here's an overview of what to expect. I read numerous Oktoberfest guides in the lead up to my first visit. Or she read. Not read. Read. Son of a bitch. There's an A in there. And nothing prepared me for the magnitude of the festival. For a few short weeks, the Theresienwiese, called the Wiesn by locals, is transformed into a small town of sorts. Temporary streets are constructed with signs helpfully listing their names and pointing towards the main attractions. Dozens of stalls line the streets as you walk shoulder to shoulder besides the other dirndl and lederhosen wearing festival goers. Your eyes are drawn to the glittering Biersteins, frosted heart-shaped gingerbread cookies, brightly painted clothespins, and kitschy magnets on offer, while your nose leads you to the juicy roast pork knuckle sandwiches. That's what I'm talking about. Schweinehaxen. Yeah, pork knuckle. Grilled bratwurst and spiced candied almonds. They also have pecans. They roast a lot of nuts. I remember that in going to Munich. Man, I'm going to have to buy a lot of shit when I go there. I'm going to have to check a bag, which sucks because before, every time I traveled to Europe, I didn't have to pay to check a bag. I got that as part of the thing, but I was going to try to avoid it. Now I'm looking at them like, man, I'm going to buy a lot of shit when I go there this time, I think. Go to Oktoberfest and whatnot. So I'm going to... fuck. Maybe on the way there I won't. But that would mean I'd have to like buy a bag there to check it. Anyway, one section of the Wiesn is dominated entirely by the beer tents. These aren't sloppily erected canvas tents like you see at your average traveling fun fair. These are multi-story drinking halls that can safely accommodate thousands of revelers. There are 17 big tier... God damn it, I can't speak. Read today. There are 17 big beer tents and 21 smaller ones, and each sells beer from just one of Munich's six historic breweries. Once you step inside the tent, you're transported into a different world entirely. Multicolored bunting hangs from the ceiling and railings. Long tables are packed with locals and foreigners exchanging stories about their Oktoberfest adventures, and waiters are stacking yet another empty stein onto towering piles to transport the lot back to the kitchens. And is the brass band playing Sweet Caroline? Yes, yes it is. I heard them play Sweet Caroline when I was there. Oh, son of a bitch. Though I was not at Oktoberfest, but when I ran the race there, they totally had the Sweet Caroline. There, it was a brass band, if I do remember correctly. And the YMCA will likely be next, followed by a traditional Bavarian drinking song. Just go with it. Oh, I plan on it. I will go with it. Anybody that's going to play Sweet Caroline, I'm all for. The beer tents at Oktoberfest are incredibly loud and overwhelming, but the atmosphere is infectious. Finding a table can be tricky if you're with a big group, but if there's just a couple of you, then your best bet is to squeeze onto the end of whatever benches are available and get ready to make some new friends. By the end of the day, you'll know your table mates' life stories, or at least as much as they can explain after having a drink, having drank a mass or two. Be prepared to toast your steins every few minutes as a favorite song comes on or a new round of beer hits the table. Once you're feeling a little loose, hop up on the bench and dance alongside everyone else. Dancing on the tables is forbidden, but the benches are fair game. After you've downed a liter or more, a beer, and are ready for some fresh air, head back out to the Wiesn to take in the sights. I have seen stuff on video. There's a Fili from Germany, I think, is her YouTube channel. I've watched a lot of her stuff, which she had been living, I think, I want to say Ohio, here in the States. But she just got married. Her and her husband are going to live back in Germany for a year, which I feel like at now, like they're going to be decide like, you know what? America's fucked up now. Let's just stay in Deutschland. Anyway, but I've seen her, talk about, Oktoberfest, and she's got all kinds of guides on and whatnot. And yeah, don't dance on the tables. Apparently benches are right, but the tables will get you kicked out. Dancing on those. Here's what to do at Oktoberfest. There's so much to see and do at Oktoberfest. Most people visit the Wiesn to drink their body weight in beer. I hopefully won't be doing that. I don't want to... But maybe if I still feel a little sick, that'll help. But know that there's lots more to enjoy, too. Attend the opening day parade. That's not going to be possible. Takes place the first Saturday of Oktoberfest following the tapping of the first barrel. Hang out in the beer tents. Duh. I provided detailed information on the best beer tents later in this post. Visit the Oderweisen. Oderweisen. This is the traditional section of Oktoberfest. You have to pay a small fee to enter, but the old world rides, quieter beer tents, and fun snacks make this a great place to visit if the larger crowds of the Wiesn are starting to get to you. Walk through the beer tents. After you've drunk your full fill, be sure to wander around a few of the tents. Each has its own unique decoration, and they're gorgeous. We only sat in two tents for long stretches of time, but we walked through almost all of them just to see how each was decorated. ride some rides. There's a huge area that's just fair rides and games. The Teufelsrad, the Devil's Wheel, is the oldest ride on the Wiesn, but walk around to see what others catch your eye. I suggest riding any roller coasters before you begin imbibing. What, don't get trashed before you ride the roller coaster? What, you don't want to puke on everybody? Sample the food. There are lots of good eats, both inside the tents, expensive option, or at the stalls outside, more budget-friendly option, but by no means cheap. See the brewery horses. Each of Munich's six breweries has their own team of horses that pull the brewery carts. These horses are just as beautifully dressed as the people. The horses arrive in the morning and leave early afternoon. Sometimes they parade around the Wiesn, but your best is to look for them in front of their brewery's tent. See the Bavaria statue. It's an 18 meter tall bronze statue of the female personification of Bavaria. She's a beauty. Schön. See here. Now we're getting into the tents. Getting to know the Oktoberfest tents. There are 17 large tents and 21 smaller ones at Oktoberfest. The six Munich breweries all have their own tents and are easy to find. They all have the brewery emblem very clearly displayed on or near their tent. The Munich breweries are as follows. Augustiner. That's Augustiner. It's my favorite beer I've had there. Of course, I haven't tried it all. Maybe I just need to try them all. But Augustiner is definitely where I'm. Fuck yeah. Augustiner. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hacker Schor. Hofbräu. Or Hofbräu. I don't remember the proper pronunciation here. Lohenbräu, Pauliner, and Späten. You'll only find beer from these breweries at Oktoberfest, and each tent only sells one brewery's beer. An example here, you won't find a tent selling both Augustiner and Hofbräu. It says here, I won't go over every single tent at Oktoberfest because that deserves its own guide entirely. Below is a high-level overview of the best of the big tents. The big six breweries. Number one, Augustiner Festhalle. This tent is more popular with families. Augustiner still taps its beer from actual wooden barrels. Oh man, I love Augustiner, but I mean, just by reading that, it's like better for families. Like that's not our, you know, our goal is to, you know what I'm saying? To have some fun that, and just my mouth might get in some trouble around families. I want to be where, there's a little bit more excitement, but I love their beer. Holy shit. Two, Hacker Fetzelt, arguably the prettiest test at Oktoberfest. The ceiling is painted to look like the sky, and the walls are decorated with famous Munich landmarks. Thus, the tent was nicknamed the heaven of all Bavarians. Hofbräu Fetzelt, the tent of Munich's best-known brewery. The Hofbräu tent attracts more tourists than locals. But it's beautifully decorated and is worth visiting if you like Hofbräu beer. You know, it's good. It's not my favorite of the Bavarians, but the 12 giant hops wreaths hanging from the ceiling are the tent's signature decor. Lohenbräu Fetzelt, a giant lion statue, guards the tent and it roars every minute. That seems a bit much. Every minute? Is it literally every minute? That'd be kind of annoying. Oxenbraterai. Damn it. Oxenbraterai. I'm probably butchering that. Späten tent. This is the place to eat whole roasted ox from a spit. Oh, really? Pauliner Festzelt, the easiest tent to spot thanks to the massive rotating beer mug on top of the tent. The interior is brightly lit and bedecked in yellow bunting. It's got a cool boat inside there. That's not that. That's a different one. That's the Fischer Vroni tent. That is a cool boat, though. There's a band playing on the boat. It's like an old pirate's boat. Other great tents, the Ambrus. Oh, fuck, man. I'm going to butcher all this shit. Ambrus Schützen Fetzelt, a gorgeous tent decorated in Alpine style. The German crossbow championships are held here each year, and every Wednesday at noon, there are performances by folk dancers and whipcrackers. We saw the whipcracker last year, and they're amazing. That sounds great. How can I sign up to be a whipcracker? there's the Fischer Vroni Fetzelt. This tent is known for its fish on a stick and is the only place you're going to see fish sold in the tents. The Fischer Vroni tent is a notable gathering place for the LGBT plus community. The second Monday of October is Pink Monday, and this is where the community comes to celebrate. Kufler's Weinzelt, Is the wine tent of Oktoberfest. Instead of benches, you'll find U-shaped seating. In addition to the drinks, the main thing that sets this tent apart from the rest is that it has live bands all day long, not German brass bands. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, this keeps going. Let's see. Which tents are the best? That's what I want to know here. Give me that. Generally speaking, I prefer the atmosphere inside the 17 bigger tents during the day. The music was better, the crowds were lively, and it was easy to get drinks. The smaller tents and venues are fun, but they don't have nearly the same infectious atmosphere, in my opinion. Of the big 17, there's no single tent that's better than the others. It really just depends on the ambiance you prefer and what beer you like the best. My two favorites from last year were Hackerfestzelt, the heaven of all Bavarians. Painted to look like a blue sky, the tent fit tons of people, yet the service was impeccable. Plus, there was a good mix of foreigners and locals, so it was easy to talk to everyone. And then there's the one that I'm going to butcher again. Armbrustschützenfestzelt. We wandered into this tent on a whim and wound up staying for a few hours. There's good music, and the whip cracking took us totally by surprise. Oh, man, these sandwiches look amazing. There are some pictures of pork knuckle sandwiches, which I do believe is considered Schweinehaxen. But holy fuck, they look amazing. Looks like they got bacon on them, too, man. Holy fuck. It's just a bunch of pork, some bacon, and the bun. Ah, man, it looks like almost like an English muffin. But holy fuck. Ugh, that looks amazing. I feel like we're going to be pretty safe not getting the tickets and just going like early in the day and just making a day of going to Oktoberfest. Cause like, I mean, the ticket's going to be expensive, but it looks like there are pluses to getting the tickets to Oktoberfest. So I don't know. What would be the best way about it? To get the, because there are benefits to getting the tickets, that's for sure. Like here on the Munich.travel here, it's got the table reservations included in the price per person. Reservation for a seat in the Wiesn table in the festival tent of your choice. Food and beer vouchers, including according to festival tent and date details under included services. Official Oktoberfest Beer Stein 2025. That's cool. Voucher code for free participation. Participation. I can't speak. And I got a tour. Either Oktoberfest tour or Old Town tour with an official guide of the city of Munich. That's cool. Tickets for one ride each on the giant Ferris wheel and the Russenradl. I don't know what the fuck that is. Inclusive service per person in the beer tent. Yeah, man, you know, that's some good shit. Like, there's, depending on what tent you go to, I guess. I don't know. I guess it's just, like, you pick which tent. I can't imagine that you can go to each one of these tents and fucking use this. But the Armbrustschützenzelt, one voucher worth 26 euro at noon. There's two vouchers for one mass beer plus voucher for 26 euro plus Brotzeit Brettel, cold cuts, cheese, pretzels, pickles served on wood. I don't really care about that. I had that when I was, one of Augustino's places. And I didn't care for, I'm not big on, I mean, I like some cold cuts, whatever, but I'd rather just eat some fucking food, you know? I feel like this is just like some snacks. if you go to the Augustiner Festhalle, there's one voucher for two Mass beer and half a chicken. let's see, is there one for Augustiner? No. But there's October. Yeah, let's see the Wednesday. Let's see here. Ooh, do I can't. Oh, yeah. One, let's see here. What does it cost for like two? Two people. Oh, I guess you can do several tents. Oh, they're already fully booked if I want tickets. That's a shame. Wow. Well, I mean, if I just, maybe if I picked like Hofbräu. Let's see here. Oh, no. I guess, shit, there's only like two tents that are left open. Let me just check. Jesus. Yeah, I'll have problems getting tickets. Yeah, fully booked. You sons of bitches. What about the second? Wow. We may not be able to go. Shit. Third? No. Huh. Yeah, they've already sold all their tickets to the shit. There's like a couple of them that like I could get tickets. I should have booked tickets apparently already. Yeah, that'll be a problem. We're just going to have to... I think that's just solves my dilemma right there. I waited too long. Yeah, I think we're definitely just going to wing it, show up early in the morning, and then... there's other places I can get tickets, though, I think, to the... to the Wiesn. But, oh, I pretty much made it through this episode. I'm almost to that hour mark. And I'm amazed, man. I was coughing, like, constantly before starting this. I went to Casey's and got some breakfast pizza and popped several cough drops, took my amoxicillin, and just hoping, like, but I was still just, like, coughing and, like, holy fuck. I'm like, man, I don't know. I'm going to be able to talk for an hour. I was afraid I was going to have to, like, pause every fucking couple of minutes and retool. But thankfully, I managed to get through. I do kind of have to blow my nose now. But I mean, I definitely have to. But I can muscle through for a few more minutes here. I can make it through. Damn it, but I'm kind of saddened that I don't see... Well, let's see if they've still got some. There's other websites that have tickets. That was... that's a shame. It's a shame. Let's see here. This is Oktoberfest tickets, Munich.com. It looks like maybe there is some left on there. They've got their own deals. I don't want 10. Go fuck yourself. Oh, we don't want lunch. I don't know what we want. Well, maybe we want lunch. Well, the lunch is cheaper than the dinner, so maybe that would be more of the option. Let's just see here. Let's see what happens there. I guess they $400 to do that. Egots, man. Egots. Yeah, I think we're gonna say screw the tickets. That's pricey. That's real pricey. Although I don't know. Probably worth it. Probably worth it. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime thing. Although, you know, this is the second time we'll be going to Germany. But it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I only went to... This is my only experience of going to Oktoberfest. I doubt I'll ever go again unless, you know, I end up winning that Powerball jackpot at some time. Or if my buddy John ended up being the one to win it. I doubt it. You know, the odds on that are pretty much zero, but I think he did have a ticket. One in... I thought it was $320 million. Was the odds of Powerball. I did read earlier it was one in 292 million. So odds are slightly better than I thought. I know I didn't win. So, you know, it's like with him, it's like a two in 292 million, you know? That's like, didn't really double our odds. Doubling your, well, I guess that, it, yeah, that would be doubling your odds, because one to two, that would be doubling it. it is still doubling your odds, technically. It's just, It's not like cutting that in half. Cutting that those odds in half, that would be the way to go. Yeah, that would be make for a one hell of a visit. I am interested to see if we'll run into Arnold. I talked about that before. God damn, I can't type for shit today. the Arnold, of course, Schwarzenegger. Still just Nager. Really make sure I pronounce that. Which is just, you know, an awful awful name if you really look at it. But love Arnold. Oktoberfest. Let's see here. I'd love to see Arnold, and definitely if you look at just like a search a picture of, you know, celebrities at Oktoberfest, which is like one of the world's biggest parties. You definitely, there's gonna be some people that are probably famous there. And it definitely, I would imagine Arnold's been there a lot. there's a picture of fucking Richard Branson there. That's fucking freaking me out. Fucking billionaires. Ugh. It's gonna be some awful people there. But there's gonna be some really awesome people there too. not a fan of billionaires at all. Just point that out. There's a lot of pictures of Arnold in here. That would be awesome. I'd love to fucking run into Arnold. Yeah, Arnold, so good. Here he is, like, leading the band. He's so old now. He's like 80. I don't remember how old Arnold is now, but he's getting pretty old. He's getting pretty old. I'm trying to see, like, there's a bunch of pictures of these celebrities, but I don't know that these are all American celebrities. I don't know that these are necessarily people I should fucking know. Yeah, that guy's a German celebrity. I don't know who the fuck that is. Richard Branson and Arnold so far are the two that I've recognized. And I would not care to see Richard Branson. That's another fucking billionaire. But, I think also hung out at Jeffrey Epstein's island, if I remember correctly. But, you know, that's allegedly because I don't know. I don't remember. I feel like his name is on there, though. some of these I made just not know because I'm old as shit. These are also, man, I'm looking at all these photos and, yeah, I don't know. There's more of Arnold from 2017. That was the year before I went there the first time. Well, I guess it's one of Heidi Klum's daughters, I guess, or relative, Liney Klum. I don't know what the fuck that is. I know who Heidi Klum is. I'm not seeing a picture. I imagine she's been to Oktoberfest plenty of times. Damn it. Yeah, I mean that'd be kind of cool to see some famous people. I would imagine that, you know, I'd see some famous, possibly, you know, see some famous like actor from the States here. There at Oktoberfest, you know, again, one of the largest parties in the world. It is going to be, oh shit, there's Kim Kardashian there. I don't want to see that. Please don't. Here comes the coughing. Damn it. Kim Kardashian brought the coughing. I do not want to see her at Oktoberfest. Damn it. That's not cool. Not cool. Das ist nicht sehr gut. That's only like the third person I've actually recognized as far as these celebrities go on this. I feel like a lot of these are probably sports athletes, and of, you know, the European variety that I would have no fucking clue who they are. Is, oh yeah. 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 Those are, football players, as they call it, foosball players, you know. As, yeah. I would imagine there'd also be, you know, American athletes, as, you know, there's probably American soccer players, but they probably don't have as much money. Soccer's not real important here. Women's soccer is bigger than men's soccer here, which is unique, I'd say, for American sports, because mostly, you know, the American male sports are bigger than... Oh, there's Paris Hilton, another person I know. Also, wouldn't be too excited to see. Holy shit. Anyway. You know, one thing I was looking into, I don't remember, I may have talked about it on the podcast before, but they had talked about the Women's Hockey League that we have here in the States. I believe I did talk about it before, but they had a game at the Enterprise Center where the Blues play, of course. And I would have liked to have gone to that. I think it was during the week. But they don't have a St. Louis team. They've only got a few teams. That would be sweet. I would definitely love to go to a women's hockey game. Also, mainly because I just love watching hockey. And also, I mean, I love attractive ladies hitting each other. There's something weird about that. But just athletic women just beating each other. It'd be sweet to go to a roller... what do they call it? Roller derby, whatever. But the hockey, man, I wish that would they'd have more cities. St. Louis should be on one of those cities, damn it. To have a women's hockey team. But I would love to just go to a hockey game, get good seats, you know, at the Enterprise Center, and not have to pay a fortune for, you know, to be on the glass. That would be fantastic. So I would totally love it if we got a women's hockey team. Fucking sit on the glass. It's a totally different experience sitting on the glass, man. And so, you know, it's possible I could see some celebrities. most likely it's going to be some rich ones, it looks like, I'll notice from America that it'll be like, these sons of bitches. Fucking really? Kim Kardashian? I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Paris Hilton? Go to hell. They're basically famous for being famous. Kim Kardashian just kills me because, I mean, her, I guess, more claim to fame before the porn tape came out was that her father was O.J. Simpson's lawyer. That's not really a... That's not a like a good thing in my book. Although, from what I understand, Robert Kardashian was one of the ones that actually felt bad about it afterwards, about being his lawyer. And he was like good friends with O.J. And I think Robert Kardashian actually thought O.J. was guilty. That's hearsay, though. It doesn't matter. OJ's fucking dead now. Well, he's not going to fucking sue me. Who gives a shit? What, is his kids going to come and sue me after that? What am I worried about? The juice. Oh, that reminds me of something I was going to bring up. I don't think I mentioned this last week. I did just find out that Casey Anthony is on TikTok now. And the juice is no longer with us, you know. The OJ, he's dead and gone. And Shelly and I had talked about for years, I guess, I don't know, about for years, but we had joked for a long time that Casey Anthony and the Juice should do like a morning radio show. Like Casey and the Juice in the mornings would have been, you know, fucking great. Hey, it's the Juice here with Casey in the morning. Juice and Casey in the mornings. Oh, you know, it would just be just him doing that awful laugh. Like, hey, Twitter world. And then they could just talk about, you know, their innocence projects. They're talking about finding the real killers. Oh, but it's pretty crazy. Yeah, Casey Anthony, she's trying to become a social media influencer, I guess, now. And she's, I guess, helping out in the Innocence Project and stuff. I don't know if it's specifically that one, but it's, you know, for people that are, you know, at best, you know, it was proven, I think, without a doubt in court that she lies about everything. I don't think you can argue that. like she is a really bad person, in my opinion. Like, even if you know, you want to give her the benefit of the doubt that she didn't intentionally, like, kill her daughter. At best, like, you know, her story's changed on how her daughter died, and like, oh, I don't know, and yada yada. At best, like, her daughter accidentally drowned. Like, that's, I think, the story. It's been a while since I've delved deep into her trial. But it is crazy to see that she's on fucking TikTok now. But, you know, her daughter was, her corpse was found with duct tape stuck to the head. Like, if your daughter accidentally drowned, just call the fucking, you know, call for an ambulance. Like, there's no scenario where, you know, I'm going to bury this fucking body because my daughter accidentally died and then pretend it didn't happen for, what, over a month? It was, I forgot how long. What was it, a couple months that she was dead for? but, anywho, yeah. I thought I got excited for a second, not about Casey Anthony. But these pictures of celebrities at Oktoberfest, I thought it was Katy Perry. It was not. I was saddened to find out it was not Katy Perry. It was somebody I don't know. I'm assuming a German of some sort. But yeah, there's no, like, I think Casey Anthony's only got a few videos up on the TikToks. It's been a few days since I looked. Maybe she's waiting for her to give her reviews on stuff. I know OJ was talking about cases, different cases and stuff. And like, I don't know why people think my opinion's important on this guy murdering his family, but you know, here we go. I'll give you my opinion. Why would they think that? I mean, why my wife was murdered, sure, but we still haven't found the killers. Anyway. damn, that is just a missed opportunity, you know? To have those two together would have been, would have been something. Would have been something to see those two, just do, it would have been a train wreck, about beyond train wrecks. But it would have gotten some clicks, man. They'd done some stuff. Not that, you know, I wouldn't advise either one of them to be able to make some money or anything like that. God, there's plenty of pictures of Arnold. He already's got his son with him too. The one that was Patrick, that was in the Boys spinoff Gen V. anyway, I got to really wrap this up. I do have to go to the store and do my laundry and all that shit. And my throat does feel like there is glass inside it cutting through. So, yeah, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.